It's Maryland Morning. My next guest is Michelle Stefano, who is a visiting professor at UMBC and the co-director of Maryland Traditions, which is part of the Maryland State Arts Council. She's here to tell us about a film which features workers from Sparrows Point, which was at one time the site of the largest steel mill in the world. The steel workers are long gone, and there are plans to redevelop the area. Maryland Traditions has captured some of the stories of those workers in a film called Mill Stories, and they'll be screening the film Sunday afternoon at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Michelle, it's good to meet you.
Well, thank you for having me.
So there's a huge tradition, this long, incredible tradition at Sparrows Point, and you have really gone and found folks who were part of that and captured their memories.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of stories and emotions about the closure. So this project, the film is part of a larger project called Mill Stories, which you can visit at millstories.org. And really, it's about promoting and keeping alive this living heritage. Because you mentioned the steelworkers are gone. They're here, but there's no steel mill. So this landscape is changing. There's the decline of industry. Nonetheless, the significance in the history of the mill lives on in the hearts and minds of those who knew it, and their lives have been shaped by the mill. So.
And it's incredibly important. I mean, you know, when you hear in the news, always steel mill closed. You know, there's that everyone immediately thinks about the economic impact of that, but the psychological impact of the people who live in those neighborhoods, the people who worked in those mills day after day, the people whose families for generations worked in those mills. It's really hard to even quantify what the impact of that is.
Absolutely. It's one of the main aims of this film and the larger project, Mill Stories, is to put a human face on industrial decline, those impacts. Hundreds of thousands of steelworkers were shaped, their lives were shaped by the mill. And, you know, again, when that mill is taken out of the equation, what happens? What are the effects? What are the emotional responses to that? So there's anger, there's sadness, and there's also a resilience that I feel the film captures.
And however they end up developing it, and we don't know what those plans are going to be. The folks who are developing it are a little bit close to the chest about, you know, what they plan to do. But the place itself really holds a central significance in that community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, many people may forget, but up until the 1970s, there was the company town smack in the middle of the steel mill. So literally, the mill shaped the lives of so many with sights and sounds and smells. So that place is deeply embedded with cultural meaning and again, emotional attachment.
And this is an ongoing project. In other words, you've got these stories now and you're going to film, you know, screen the film on Sunday afternoon, but you're going to collect more of them.
Absolutely. But we get emails, we get phone calls out of the blue. My grandmother worked at Sparrows Point, or, you know, my father, family members, people, neighbors. So yes, it's very much an ongoing project. The film is a product of the project, but nonetheless, I must say the film is also co-produced by Bill Shoebridge, also at UMBC, and we see it more as a process, as a heritage project, trying to, again, promote these stories.
What's the oldest person you've talked to? Who's the oldest person and who's the youngest, I wonder?
My goodness, Ralph Dudley would be one of the older gentlemen we were so fortunate to talk to. And in the film, he has a great quote. It's, of course, terribly unfortunate, but he says that he brought a lot of things out of the mill, including COPD and emphysema.
And how old is he?
Oh, I would say he's in his late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
But I may be wrong.
But you have, but in other words, there's many generations.
That's right.
That's chronicle and assume. All right, well, we look forward to the screening on Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Michelle Stefano from Maryland Traditions. The film is called Mill Stories. You can join Michelle and Bill Shoebridge from UMBC on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, for a screening of Mill Stories at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Come to WIPR.org for more information. That's it for this edition of Maryland Morning. The program is produced by Rob Sivak and Kathleen Cahill. Our interns are Lauren Ferguson and Brooke Savage. Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville provides coffee for our guests. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. Today, we say goodbye and thanks to Jonna McCone, who has been an integral part of Maryland Morning and our team for the past 14 months. Jonna has been a wonderful producer for us, and now she'll move across the hall to the WIPR News Department, where she'll cover education and other issues. We look forward to Jonna continuing to do stories for us from time to time as well, and we thank her for all she has contributed to Maryland Morning. Nathan Sterner is our director and engineer. Sustaining members are the lifeblood of Maryland Morning and all of the shows you hear on WIPR. IPR. If you haven't yet become a sustaining member, why don't you give us a call at 410-235-1395 or visit us online, wypr.org. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening to Maryland Morning this morning and throughout the year. Thanks to all who have been part of our pledge drive so far. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great weekend.